علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha. This topic has got a lot of discussions that can be extracted from Nahj al-Balagha, a lot. And, you know, each section of Nahj al-Balagha is a discussion on how governance has to occur, qualities of a leader, how a leader can deal with different situations. It's a book of that kind, you know. But unfortunately, the discussions are so many and so multitude that we cannot go through all of them. And we've just given a few tips here and there. And now we allow the listeners to, you know, take these tips and now try to read Nahj al-Balagha and try to think and ponder in those lines, of course with the guidance of scholars and ulama, and try to come to a conclusion and see how it can affect our lives and how it can help us interpret the events that are happening in our world today. We are currently, of course, focusing on the 30th sermon, and we are, of course, this is our last session on this topic. And Imam Ali alayhi salam here talks about a certain principle in the society, a divine principle that governs social issues, and that is وَلِلَّهِ حُكْمٌ وَاقِعٌ فِي الْمُسْتَأْثِرِ وَالْجَازِعِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a clear ruling and edict with regards to the one who is a dictator, the dictators and the dictated. He has a clear ruling, and that ruling will definitely be applied. Inshallah, we'll talk about this in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when Imam Ali al-Islam says وَلِلَّهِ حُكْمٌ وَاقِعٌ, means that there is a principle, there is a judgment that manifests itself in the society, that clearly it affects the society directly. When, for example, when a dictator is there and there are people who are dictated and who are complaining and who are trying to struggle against this dictatorship. And if such a thing happens, definitely those who are struggling against a dictatorship, they will be the winners. They will overcome the dictator. This is a clear ruling. It's there in history. And wherever in history you'll find a dictator, this thing will happen. But of course, when there's a dictator and then there's a group that is trying to fight against that dictatorship, there has to be a jazi'. A jazi' is not just a person who sits down and who just, you know, is just unhappy. No, a person who really struggles against that. He expresses his concern, he expresses his criticism and tries to, you know, combat this form of dictatorship. And that is why at the time of Muawiyah, who was a dictator in his own sense and who also performed acts that were not good. You read history, you will see big scholars of the Sunni world like Allama Maududi, if you know about Allama Maududi, and other big scholars of the Sunni world, they have clearly mentioned about the oppressions that Muawiyah had performed. We see that these are clearly there in history, but why then do we see that when that Muawiyah was able to live till the end of his life and he died out of a certain illness and he was not overthrown, let us say. Why didn't this principle not apply on him? The very, very clear reason is because there was no synchronized group of people who were against him, who spoke against him, who stood up against him. There were one or two pockets of people who tried, but there was no general movement against his rulership. Even at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was the leader at that time, and Muawiyah tried to fight him, there was so much, unfortunately, disunity amongst some of the followers of the true path. And at the end, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred, and Uthman and Muawiyah became the caliph of the whole Muslim Ummah, at that time, you notice that there were very few pockets of uprising here and there, and there was no true complaint against him.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So now we are saying that it's an unfortunate thing in history that the people did not awaken themselves to fight against, generally to fight against the dictator. And when people are not generally, you know, galvanizing their efforts to fight against oppression, dictatorship, then know that the oppressor, the dictator, will continue his rule. The dictator will continue his rule and he will not be overthrown. Overthrowing means people have to gather, they have to galvanize their forces. We notice that at the time of Uthman, 2,000 people from Basra, 2,000 people from Kufa, 2,000 people from Egypt, they stood up against Uthman. There was a whole general movement. Some companions started to speak against him. A good group of companions started to speak against him. And there was a movement. At the time of Muawiyah, people were bought by money. Muawiyah gave money to this and that. And unfortunately, even Imam Hassan alayhi salam, who fought against Muawiyah, who stood up against Muawiyah, was, you know, forced into a corner. And he couldn't have a general support of the people to go against Muawiyah. Even when Imam Hassan alayhi salam was martyred, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam came to power, became the Imam of the Muslim world, of course, the caliph was still Muawiyah at that time, and the real Imam was Imam Hussein. But yet Imam Hussein alayhi salam still didn't have that support from the people. Unfortunately, the people were asleep. But this principle is saying, وَلِلَّهِ حُكْمٌ وَاقِعٌ فِي الْمُسْتَأْثِرِ وَالْجَازِعِ. When there is a dictator and there is a jazi', there is a group of people, there are people who are, you know, synchronizing their efforts against this, then definitely they will be helped and they will be supported and they will overcome and they will overthrow. This is something very important for us to consider in history and to understand in how the governments work. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us understand the statements of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and that He helps us to apply them in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه